Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Is this on Friday, happening on Friday, Latifa?
Yes, this coming Friday.
Is it pretty much like a lot of the mass iftars and mass buka events that we have out here in Cape Town, in the Boer Kaap and Manenberg and other areas? Is it similar to that?
Yes, I would say so. It's just here for the Sudan community, and I do things here on this side for those who aren't able to go to the Boer Kaap and things like that. So it's pretty similar, yes.
Okay, so talk to us. Have you done this before last year for the last couple of years? So it consequently then becomes an annual event on your Ramadan calendar, or is it the first time?
Okay, yes. So this is our second iftar, alhamdulillah. We've managed to do it last year. So it is looking like it's going to be an annual Ramadan program for Sudan for Palestine, inshallah, ameen.
So how did it go last year? Because essentially whatever you guys experienced last year, it kind of prompted and stimulated you into making the decision that we will have it again this year. And hence, it's happening on Friday night, inshallah.
Okay, yes, Friday night from after Asr is the time of arrival. But then, yes, inshallah, what actually urged it on is definitely how it went last year. It was magical, to say the least. I know that sounds dramatic, but it genuinely was so amazing. So what happened last year was I had planned the iftar, because what Strand of Palestine usually does is we try to find unconventional ways to stand up for Palestine, because we have been picketing for the last 2 years, and not everyone in the community has taken well to that, or like hasn't been able to maybe show up with that or be consistent with that, you know. So we try and have other types so that it caters to everybody. You know, maybe you're not comfortable with picketing on a corner, but perhaps you are more comfortable with having a little iftar by the beach. So that is how, like, we thought with going about it. And then, as I said, last year definitely made us do it again, because what had happened was, as I said, I planned it, but then the weather was a scare. We were at the verge of canceling because it suddenly just was storming the 2 days before it. But then I was like, no, I'm going to push through because, you know, everyone's looking forward to it and it's our intention at the end of the day. And subhanAllah, we pushed through and the weather was amazing. It was so nice. There was no rain, even though it rained like an hour before our buka time. The grass wasn't wet. The sky was beautiful. It was just perfect. So I was like, we have to do this again. We have to keep giving people this experience, you know, and give them, as I said, the different avenue perhaps to stand up for Palestine.
Absolutely. Have you guys checked the weather forecast for Friday? Latifa Singh, that you're talking about the weather you last year.
Okay, so I definitely, whenever I plan something, I triple check.
Excellent. Good.
And I keep making dua. So I have checked it. It is going to be a bit cloudy, but it's 24, 25 degrees. So I think that's okay. So I'm just hoping it stays like that. And the wind also looks decent. But I am hoping the wind goes down a bit more. So everyone keep making dua. But it's looking like it will be very nice, inshallah.
Okay, that's great. So, you know, you're saying it was magical. And it's you don't want to describe it as being over dramatic. The more dramatic, the better, because it's essentially for a good cause. How many people attended your mass iftar in Strand last year? And do you anticipate similar numbers or perhaps more people to come out on Friday?
Okay, so I don't have an exact number, but it was a crowd. Like, alhamdulillah, there were so many different types of people. There was many cloths, you know, tablecloths, lots of clumps of people. So I can't give you a number, but it was definitely, like, it exceeded my expectations. So I can only hope that this year is going to be even bigger, especially because I spoke to many people that attended the iftar last year, and they also described it as magical, you know. So I'm sure if they told other people about it, you know, it would maybe encourage them as well. So inshallah, I mean, I'm hoping for it to be bigger, because I also am collaborating with so many more organizations. So inshallah, I'm hoping for an excellent crowd.
Okay, so let's talk about logistics. Yes. Time, exact location, Salah prayer facilities, and then will food and snacks be provided? You encourage, or are you encouraging everyone to come out with their own food, their own snacks, and then to generally share, because Ramadan essentially is a month that speaks to us in respect of sharing, caring, giving, and the more we give, the better it is.
Yes. Okay, so with that, the details is, as we mentioned, Friday the 6th of March. That will be from after Asr, so about 4:45 onwards, or whenever everyone's finished making Asr, you know, like that will be the time of arrival from after Asr, 4:45 on Friday afternoon. It's going to be the park or the grass area across the Astron on Beach Road. So the Astron's address is 206 Beach Road, Strand. So it will happen across there. This is also where it happened last year, and we've had a couple of other events there as well. And then what we have on the menu, we only have people, no food. So we'll have a guest speaker, guest reciter, we'll have Zikr and Nasheed. So everyone is encouraged to bring their own iftar. And then, as you said, share, because it is the month of giving, of sharing, of community, you know, and we are also doing this for Palestine, for the people that doesn't have this privilege. So why would we not come together in that essence and then, you know, make it as beneficial as we can? And we all know how beneficial sharing is. So inshallah, bring your snacks, your food, whatever you'd like, and then go ahead and share it. Of course, if you aren't able to bring anything, that's not a problem. Like, you can fall in by our tablecloth or hopefully anyone else's tablecloth. And like you said, we'll be sharing. And then what I will be providing is dates for everyone to break their fast with. So other than dates, people would need to bring other things, inshallah.
Okay, all right. So that pretty much on Friday, the 6th of March, days day 13, day 14, Thursday is day 15. Then we essentially on top of the mountain and we've made it halfway. So I think your massive iftar in Strand, the timing of it is actually quite good. All the best. Take lots of pics, post it on socials. We'd like to check it out.
Definitely will. Shukran so much for having us.
Shukran, thanks so much to Latifa Tambala, who is one of the conveners.